everyone. Thank you for downloading this episode of Derslik. As you may remember from the previous episodes, Derslik means the classroom in Turkish. Through scripted podcasts, I share my notes and views regarding books, films, and media texts, usually from a teaching and learning perspective. Today's topic is about essay writing, more specifically about thesis statements. In the first part of the podcast, I will be sharing key points on the following questions. What is a thesis statement? Why is it important in an essay or paper writing? And in the second part of the podcast, I will invite you to think critically about some sample thesis statements. In this section, my colleague Senem Donancı will contribute to the discussion of thesis statements with her views and suggestions. I hope this podcast will be useful to my students who write essays and papers for academic purposes, and to all others interested in developing their academic writing skills. Let's start with some definitions of what a thesis statement is. According to Collins Cobill Dictionary, a thesis is an idea or a theory that is expressed as a statement and is discussed in a logical way. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines it as a position or proposition that a person advances and offers to maintain by argument. And here is the definition provided by dictionary.com. A short statement, usually one sentence, that summarizes the main point or claim of an essay or research paper, and is developed, supported, and explained in the text by means of examples and evidence. As these three definitions commonly highlight, the thesis is the point your paper is trying to prove, and the thesis statement is the sentence that states the main idea of your essay. When you write an essay, you briefly introduce your topic to your readers in the introduction. You tell them what your essay will explore, and state your point of view on the topic directly, usually in one sentence. Formulating a thesis statement requires some quality thinking time and effort. First, you need to do some brainstorming and research about the subject matter you will explore in your essay, and then write a draft version, refining it along the way towards your final essay. Where is best to place your thesis statement in an essay? Where in introduction is it best to place the thesis statement? A thesis statement most often appears at the end of the introduction. However, you can also place it at the beginning of your introductory paragraph. Murray Neal says there are good reasons for such choices. He says, by placing the thesis statement at the beginning, with little or no prefatory discussion, you hit the reader with it head-on. Once you have made it clear what your essay will focus on, you will need to follow up with some contextual framing which will give meaning to your focus, it will explain or justify it. According to Murray Neal, if you place the thesis statement at the end of your introduction, then you build a sense of anticipation and you gradually draw your reader in and guide them to the thesis statement, which slowly unfolds as they read through the introduction. Here, Neal wants us to think of a funnel. The funnel is wide at the top and gradually narrows towards the bottom. The top of the funnel represents the start of your introduction. Here, you begin to lay the groundwork for your discussion by establishing in broad terms the contextual setting into which it fits. Gradually, that contextual information becomes more specific as you narrow your focus and home in on the particular aspect of the subject that will form the basis of your discussion in the body of the essay. And eventually, at the narrowest point of the funnel, you let on to the reader exactly what it is your essay will focus on. This is your thesis statement, and its significance should be immediately apparent in light of the background information you have provided. It is important to have a thesis statement in an academic essay or paper because, as Judith Roof states, thesis statements provide focus and purpose for the entire essay. According to the University of North Carolina's Writing Center, a thesis statement is like a roadmap, a guide to your argument. It creates a framework or a structure for the essay and keeps the argument of the essay on track. In other words, it helps you better organize your essay, preventing you from going off topic. With the help of your thesis statement, you can always check and recheck whether you are on track or not while writing the body paragraphs of your essay. In addition, and equally importantly, a thesis statement helps your readers too. It provides your readers with a guide to your argument. With the help of your thesis statement, your readers can gain an initial understanding of the subdivisions of the argument that you will explore in the coming paragraphs. Before you start writing your thesis statement, be clear about what kind of essay you are writing, as there are different types of essays for different purposes. Is your essay going to be explanatory? In other words, are you writing a specific essay to explain something to your reader? Or is your aim to make a claim about a topic using specific evidence and persuade your reader? In which case, this would be an argumentative essay. Keeping this in mind will help you craft and formulate your thesis statement more easily and more effectively. Now I would like to invite you to look at the program notes of this podcast. Please go check the notes now. When you do so, you will see some sample thesis statements. Some of these may be strong, some may need to be improved. We will go over them one by one with feedback from my colleague Senem Donancı. Let me read the first two and then let's hear my colleagues' comments about them. Thesis statement 1. Nuri Bilge Ceylan has a minimalist filmmaking approach. Thesis statement 2. An in-depth analysis of the use of locations, dialogues, and lighting in Three Monkeys can reveal Nuri Bilge Ceylan's minimalist filmmaking approach.
Thank you, Ali. So the first thesis statement provided gives us a general idea, in other words, a controlling idea about what the essay is going to be exploring. So we know from the thesis statement that the essay will be analyzing the minimalist filmmaking approach of Nuri Bilge Ceylan, as opposed to any other approaches he may have used or any other techniques he may have used. So yes, in that sense, we do have a focus area. But does the thesis statement provide us with a roadmap or create us a framework or a structure for the essay? In that respect, I do not think it is very strong, as it does not give us an overview of the specific points that the body paragraphs should be focusing on. So the question that we should be asking ourselves as a writer of any thesis statement is, do I provide my readers with a roadmap? In other words, do I give them the specific ways in which the body paragraphs will be developed? So if the thesis statement gave us a mini plan of in what ways the minimalist approach of Nuri Bilge Ceylan will be analyzed, we could say then the thesis statement was a strong one. What I mean by an overview or a mini plan that needs to be provided in the thesis statement can be observed in the second thesis statement provided. So in that example, not only we know which movie in particular the writer of the essay will be focusing on, but we can also guess that this essay is basically going to have three main parts, in other words, body paragraphs, in which Nuri Bilge Ceylan's minimalist filmmaking approach will be analyzed. These are namely the use of locations, the use of dialogues, and the use of lighting. So we can say that thesis statement number two is a much stronger version of the first one, in that we can see the main points and the order in which they will be presented throughout the essay.
Thesis statement three. The use of social media should be restricted for adolescents as it leads to psychological problems and self-esteem problems. Thesis statement 4. The use of social media should be restricted for adolescents as it leads to psychological problems.
Another area that a writer of a thesis statement should carefully consider can be exemplified in thesis statement 3, which reads, the use of social media should be restricted for adolescents as it leads to psychological problems and self-esteem problems. Yes, at first sight, this does look like a strong thesis statement in that it provides us with a clear focus and in fact a purpose, as it does give us what unlimited use of social media could lead to. And it does provide us a roadmap in that it tells us that the body paragraphs are going to be mainly focusing on two areas. But my question is, how distinct or how separate are the foci of these body paragraphs? Is there an overlapping nature in the points provided? What I mean is, self-esteem problems, aren't those also part of psychological problems? Or is that different from psychological problems? So we need to be careful about the way in which we word our body paragraphs and make sure that the points that we put forward are in no way overlapping or interrelated. They have to be separate and distinct so that their area of focus is separate as well. Thesis statement 4 is also giving us an overview and an announcement of the focus of the body paragraphs, but we cannot actually see the roadmap here, nor can we see the different parts that the body paragraphs will be focusing on. So it could have been better if the psychological problems, the controlling idea, were to be analyzed and the specific or the different points that the body paragraphs would be focusing on would be listed here. Another way in which the fourth thesis statement could be improved would be to have another area of focus, such as this use of social media should be restricted for adolescents as it leads to psychological problems as well as physical health related issues. Okay, but both thesis statements 3 and 4 do have a strong claim, and the use of strong words such as should is something that we would like to see in thesis statements. Because in a thesis statement, we would like to see certainty, a claim that the writer will be discussing and will be trying to focus in the remaining of the essay. Thank you.
Thank you, dear Senan, for your valuable comments. In this podcast, I shared my notes on thesis statements and their importance in academic essay or paper writing. Please share this podcast with a friend if you have found it useful. Thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast.